for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday morning, December the 26th, 2002. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Steve Sellers of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is the teacher of the morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Wonderful.
Well,
isn't God good?
Amen.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. Praise His holy name.
Endure forever.
Yes. Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed Brother Dale last night. God's purpose for our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. God never does anything without a purpose. Everything works together for good to those who are called. Amen? Hallelujah. Thanks. Not on yet? Yeah, can you hear me? Am I on out there? Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise His holy name. Well, sure been good. Sure been good serving the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, how many has read the book, This Present Darkness? Have you know about the book? I started reading. I read about three-fourths of it, and I just, okay, now I know it, you know. At the time when the book came out, I was pastoring in West Texas in a town of Uvalde. And everybody that read that book came up to my wife and I and said, man, this book is talking about Uvalde. So if you haven't been to Uvalde, read the book. You've been there. But this present darkness, the title of that book, give me the title for this message. But I want to change it a little bit because I'm a kingdom of God.
Amen. Yeah.
So I'm going to title it This Present Light.
Thank you.
Amen? Because
yeah.
We live in the light, don't we?
Amen.
We live in the light. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I can understand sometimes when people go for counseling and they continue to go and continue to go and just continue and continue and continue and just keep going, especially worldly counselors.
Of course, the guy getting paid wants that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I know why you can just sit there and listen.
Yeah.
Amen. Did you know the devil is not involved in our life as much as we think he is. Hello? The devil gets more credit for things that he hasn't done. You know what it's mostly? It's our stinking flesh. Hello? And that's, we can't cast the flesh out. Amen? God does things for a purpose. He created our flesh for a purpose. Amen? Everything. So why cast something out that God has given us to enjoy?
Well, that you can't do.
That's right. You can't do it. But, you know, most of the church, I'm saying most of the, not all the way, all time, all churches, but most of the church is more afraid of the devil than the world is.
Yes.
Because the world goes to, look at these science fiction movies nowadays. The world's going crazy over them. And they don't even look at it as a demon or a devil.
Right. Amen.
But we know what it is. It's the slyness of that old fox.
Right.
Sneaking in into the homes and even into the children's rooms.
Amen.
Through toys, games. The devil is a sly old fox. Amen. But you know what? He's toothless.
Amen.
He's toothless. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Dale brought us up the mountain last night. Showed us some kingdom of God. I want to climb the same mountain in a way. I thought he was going to just take everything from me. But it's almost the same mountain. We're just coming up the other side, okay? When any time you look in the Bible and you see the kingdom of God, you know, as a child growing up, I didn't understand things. You see kingdom of heaven, then you see kingdom of God, and as a kid, I thought they were the same thing. But they're not. Kingdom of heaven is not on earth. Kingdom of God is. Anywhere in the scriptures where you see the phrase kingdom of God, you can substitute it for the way God does things. He brought it out in Mark, we'll use the scripture in Mark chapter 4 where it talks about the sower and the seed. Jesus is speaking. He says the kingdom of God is acts as a sower sowing the seed. In other words, the way God does things is reaping and sowing. Amen? So a lot of times, that's one way you can translate that kingdom of God is the way God does things. And it'll help you understand the scripture sometimes. But that's just a little rabbit trail again, as Bruce called it last Sunday, or a couple Sundays ago. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that you saw the light?
Amen.
Because in the darkness we stump our toes. In the darkness we fall and get wounded. You know, why? I know, Dale, I know how it is whenever you want to get to a point so bad you get ahead of yourself. Amen. Why is it our churches are not full? You know, it's so easy to put blame on people. You know, any church you go to, they'll always talk about the good old days. I remember when this church, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I remember there wasn't an empty seat in here. I can remember, and you can hear all kinds of stories. But whenever you ask them, well, what happened? Well, so-and-so got offended at so-and-so. And this happened. And it's never have I heard we failed in our job. Hello? Never have I heard a church say, well, we just didn't love them like we should have. Amen. Where is the church going? Like our pastors preached last Sunday, what legacy are you going to leave? I'm proud to have 5 wonderful kids, 10 grandchildren. And I want to leave a legacy of even when times got tough, I served God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because God is the God of the hills, the valleys, and the plains.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Did you know there is no battle in lightness, light and dark? No battle. None whatsoever. You turn on the light, the darkness gone. Amen? And if you're walking in darkness, just walk into the light.
Amen.
The darkness will leave. There's no room for darkness where light abides. Did you know that people, you come to church and preach a good service, and after church somebody will come up to you, oh, Pastor, that was a wonderful message. Oh, that was great and all this other. And then the next day they'll call you, Pastor, I had a run-in with the devil himself. You know, the devil is only one angel. Only one. And yet, you had a run-in with him, that one? No, that was just Sister Bubble Bath. Bubbles, or, you know, whatever. Brother Pride. Hello? There's only one devil. There's a lot of demons, and all of his angels. But there's only one devil. And Jesus whipped the socks off of him.
Amen.
You know, nowhere from Genesis to Malachi is there a story that I know of a demon-possessed person. But then after Jesus came, he started stirring up. He brought lightness into the darkness.
Amen.
and the darkness comprehended it not. And it was confused and it caused havoc. Hello? The darkness did. Light, there is no confusion in light. God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
And whenever Jesus came on the scene, why do you think he told the disciples to go out there two by two as sheep among wolves? Why would a shepherd send his sheep out there to the wolves? Because he knew that the wolf didn't have a bite left in him. Hello? He's been whipped. He's been defeated. We can go out there. We're in the world, but we're not a part of it, and the world has no effect on us. Isn't the Old Testament types and shadows? The three Hebrew children went into the fire, came out of the fire, and not even the smell was on them. Yeah, we can go to our workplace sometimes. You know, I worked an iron worker. That was my career before I got into the ministry. Before I got into the will of God. But I was a Christian all my life. I've never been one of those that curse, drinks, smokes. I'm proud of the fact. Hello? I'm proud of it. I'm proud of my heritage that my family, my dad left me. And I want to leave the same to my children. You don't have to go try it when you already know that it's bad. Amen. But I was an iron worker, and there's some iron workers out there that can curse worse than sailors. But did you know a lot of people at church never knew that I was an iron worker? Because not even the smell of that kind of life lingered around me when I was walking in the light. Hello? We're in the world, but we don't have to be a part of it. I know a guy would cut a piece of iron with a torch, and he'd pick it up. Oh, that's hot. I'd say, hell's going to be hotter than that. You better get used to it. Amen. They'd take God's name in vain. I'd say, hey, God didn't have nothing to do with that. That was all your fault. Come on. Stand up for what's right. Be proud of who you are in Christ. Amen. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it got me where I am. If it wasn't for the gospel, no telling where I'd be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I was in darkness. But somebody turned on the light. And I walked in it. And I've been living a victorious life ever since. Even though the dark valleys get hard, tight, he's been there right with me.
Amen.
When David said that, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. I know what he's talking about. I know I'm one of seven kids in my family. And I know I've seen the unrighteous begging.
Amen.
And the ones that are begging don't consider themselves his seed. Come on. If you're begging, then you don't know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Let's get on. Hallelujah. There's no battle between darkness and light. Not only is there no battle, but even Paul even goes here and says, walk as children of light. You're even inherited of the light.
Right.
Goes on to further, he says, you're the children of light. You are the light of the world. If it wasn't for you, this world would be destroyed. It would destroy itself. Mm-hmm. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, Jesus came for a purpose. And he came for a purpose. Brother Dale talked about that purpose last night a lot. But you know, he came for a purpose and he portrayed that purpose back to us. We're here for a purpose too. And that is one purpose, to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. I came to destroy the works of the devil. And he gave us the keys to the kingdom. And he said, go, casting out devils, raise the dead, heal the sick, destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
And why are we afraid of the devil? Amen. He has no bite. It's our stinking flesh that gets in the way sometimes. Amen? The devil cannot make you do anything. Like the little... You've heard the story how the mother asked the little son, what'd you do that for? Well, the devil made me do it. No, he can't make you do anything. It's your fleshly desires. Amen? We need to be set free from the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the things that the devil has lied to us about. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus, He came out of the wilderness a conqueror. He went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He came out a winner, a victorious winner. Amen?
Amen.
And we can too. Even though we're in a wilderness, wherever you're at in your life today, you could still be a winner because the Scripture says He always causes me to triumph. I don't like that phrase, well, win a few, lose a few. No, I win them all.
Amen.
Amen. I win them all. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're not going to keep score, then why play? You play to win. Amen? Remember that coach that said, well, it's not how you play the game. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. Then why keep score? Hello? I want to have stars in my crown. Many stars. Amen? Satan has no right to be here. He's one fallen angel. Who's got the final say-so? This right here. God's Word. God's Word is the final say-so. You have any problem in life, look to the Word. It'll answer any problem, anywhere, anytime. It will. You know, we were singing the song last night, Come Holy Ghost in your power and in your strength. If the Holy Ghost came and in the power of His strength, we couldn't stand it. We couldn't stand it. My problem is my flesh. That's my problem. If my flesh would get out of the way, I'd be in heaven. You too, right? But yet, I'm here for a purpose, to destroy the works of the flesh, to destroy the works of the devil. Amen? Hallelujah. It is the flesh that glorifies Satan. You know, religion has told us that we cannot let the flesh glorify God. That's what religion has told us. You know what religion is? It's bondage. Because in order to be belong to a religion, you have to abide by these rules and regulations. And you're bound by them. Amen. But we are free in Christ to serve God with all of our might, strength, soul. Amen? We're free. The biggest fear is afraid of being in the flesh. Everybody clap your hands. You're in the flesh. That was flesh. Amen? So why can't your flesh glorify God? Come on. Tell me something. If somebody went down the street dressed like a harlot or dressed like somebody else, whatever, you know what I'm talking about? Would they be glorifying God?
No.
They'd be glorifying the flesh. So our flesh can glorify God and it can glorify the devil both. Amen. But we need to destroy the works of the devil. We need to walk in light as He is in the light. You know, the Scriptures, I've heard this too many times. The Scripture says, be ye perfect even as I am perfect. People say, well, you can't be perfect. Well, that's the Word, but the Word told us to. Can I give you an example of somebody being perfect? There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright. Don't tell me you can't be perfect. The Bible just gave us an example of somebody who can be. Hello? I've heard the phrase, well, you can't help but sin once in a while. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. destroy the works of the devil, and you will always triumph. Always. Say always.
Always.
That means always. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Religion kills anything that's alive. Did you know it was the religion of that day that killed Christ? Amen. Don't stir up anything that is uncommon to us. That's what the church is saying today. How many of you ask for directions? And always they'll tell you, go down here. In fact, let me give you an example. My grandmother lived in the country all of her life. And one time she had to go to San Antonio. That's where I'm from, down San Antonio area. Grandmother had to go to San Antonio. And so we gave her directions, and she got lost. I mean, it was late that night when the cops finally called us and told us where she's at. You know why? Because my dad says, go down, when you come into town, take the third red light to go right in two blocks, and on the left will be the first house. Simple directions. The light was green when she got there. She kept going until she came to the third red light. But why, whenever we give people directions, we say red light? Why can't we say traffic light? Because our flesh has a negative consciousness. It has a negative attitude in this world. And we think things are always against us. Hello? But if we can have righteousness conscious by renew, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Faith is easy. Faith is not hard. How does faith come? That's how easy faith is. Faith, when you hear the Word of God, when you hear it, faith is on the scene. Hello? My word will not go forth void, but it will always bring faith with it and accomplish that which I sent it to do.
Amen.
What you do with it when it comes is up to you. Come on. The disciples brought the demon-possessed man to Jesus. We can't cast him out. Oh, you doubt. He said, because of your doubt. The disciples asked him, why can't we? Because of your doubt. And then he went right in to say, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could command the mountains to be moved. So it's not the amount of faith that performs a miracle as much as it is the doubt that prevents it. Hello?
Yeah.
We're always trying to get faith, trying to get faith, trying to get faith, and we got this doubt that's preventing it. Faith is easy. Quit getting on the negative side. Renew your mind. God is easy. It's easy serving God. Well, you know, the world needs to have a different look at the church. Hello? The world looks at the church as somebody who's struggling. Hello? We need to stop, zip our mouth to the world about the troubles we have. Because we're only telling the world our troubles, we're never telling them our joyful attitude. And they only hear the negative side of us. Come on now. They think the church is having a hard time. We should be rejoicing and having a wonderful time. And they ought to see us enjoying life.
Amen.
Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love serving the Lord. I remember going to kids' camp, and Laurel Akers, Brother Akers, and Dave Reaver, when Dave Reaver first came out of Vietnam, youth camp, Dave Reaver says, you know, the world has fun, but Christians have great fun. I mean, the world thinks you're having fun. They ought to watch us Christians have fun. Man, we have fun, we get high, and we don't have hangovers. Amen. We get drunk in the Holy Ghost, and we don't have to go worship the white throne. Amen. We have great fun. What happened to it? What happened to that attitude? Amen. Even Christians, our children, are leaving the churches and going out where they're fun. because our parents are not portraying to them that serving God is great fun. Hello? Amen? Hallelujah. You know why we always blame things on the devil? Well, the devil made me do it. Well, I mean, the devil attacked me. Like, you know why we always blame it on the devil? Because it makes us feel big. It makes us feel important. The devil himself came to me. Oh, come on. Hello? No. It ain't the devil. It's our stinking flesh. Amen? It's our stinking flesh that we need to control. We need to take control of. And we need to renew our mind after the Word of God and live by the Word of God. Like you said, work out that plan. There's a plan. It's like building, I built several buildings, the Hemisphere Tower, now they're called the Tower of America there in San Antonio. And I mean, we start dig down deep and got a deep foundation. Way down deep for that 1,000-foot tower in San Antonio. But it has to have a good foundation. Amen. I was raised as a little child. I'd sit in the nursery. They'd take me to the nursery. But whenever I was brought to the sanctuary, I was taught, this is the sanctuary. You don't chew gum. You don't eat candy. You don't play with toys. You sit and listen to the Word of God.
Right. Amen.
I've been in a church where I was invited to preach there, and I won't be invited again. Because I made a comment about the kids riding their bicycle in the sanctuary and the tricycles. It was the pastor's grandkids. We attended the church there for about 3 months. We're taken out to eat nearly every Sunday. And every time they'd sit down, y'all don't mind if they'd ask us, y'all don't mind if we have our martinis first, do you? And they'd say, well, this is California. It's different in Texas. Nearly every Sunday. Finally, one time says, I just had enough of it, And finally, I said, well, I don't care. I did not know that the California Bible was different than the Texas Bible. Of course, we never got invited out to eat again. But... Amen. Stand up for what's right. Amen. Stand up for what's right. What excuse do we have today if God doesn't show up? You go to church and, God will show up every now and then. Why didn't He now? We easily lie to ourselves. There's one thing that attracts God's attention. One thing. Truth. Truth. Amen. If we could tell the truth to each other, well, how come there's not so many church and people in church like there used to be? Instead of saying, well, so-and-so did this, why don't you just say, well, I did not love them like I should have. That's truth. Hello? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I did not go and shake their... my wife and I visited a church one time, stood at the door, and it was... between churches where I was pastoring, and we stood at the door expecting to shake hands, but I caught myself doing this as people walked by. Nobody shake her hand. How friendly is our church? It's some of the businesses out there are more friendly than the churches.
Right.
Amen. He made a thing last night about paying our tenth. Did you know the government takes it out? Right? And they take the first tenth. Why don't we churches start taking the first tenth out? How many people would still be in church? Amen. Let's get off of that. Hallelujah. Yeah, why are our churches so empty? Because we're doing this, that, God shows up once in a while, now and then. When God shows up, you won't even be able to stand up or sit down. You won't be able to stand it in here if God showed up. Hello? There's too much sin in the church. There's too much sin in the church. The church needs to show the world what a sinless people can live like. The church needs to show the world that we can live perfect after God. That's why the world's not running to the churches, because we're not living like we should. Did you know, I've heard this, that through missionaries, that America is the only country that can have church without God? Amen. I've got a film at home that some of y'all wouldn't be able to take it. I'm serious. We showed it in their church in there, and some of the people had to get up and leave because it was too, they called it vulgar. In Africa, you know, they don't dress the same we do. Or let me put it this way, they don't dress as much as we do. And here a woman comes with breast cancer, comes through the front, confesses her sins. That's the first thing they have to do, is confess their sins before the prophet down at the altar. Prophet lays hands on you, you're healed. Come back in 3 days. And this film shows cancer bursting open, going all over the ground, being healed. It shows men losing their manhood from cancer. 3 days, completely new, rebuilt, restored, because of their confessing their sins before God. But here we come to church, we can have a complete service. God never showed up, and we enjoyed it. It's a shame. You know, God said that if you're lukewarm, He's going to spew us out of His mouth. And we think America is a godly country. It has more churches, it has more Christians than any other country. Come on, get real. Did you know, while I was in Bible school in the early 90s, 89, late 80s, they said that India, if it keeps growing in Christianity at the rate it's going, in 10 years it will be 90% Christian. That's where this film was filmed at. Every time people would, 4 o'clock in the morning, start sitting at the door waiting for the church to open up. Every day of the week. Every day. And they would, no chairs. There's not enough room for the chairs. Everybody stands from corner to corner. And they, for 4.5 to 6 hours, they're worshiping God. Just worshiping God, singing praises to Him. And sometimes, most of the time, there's no message. It just, God shows up. Amen. I'm told of the story with a little boy walking down the street. Comes to a church and he comes knocking on the church door, and the usher opens the door. Yes, son, what can I do? I heard God lives here. My mother is sick and the doctor says she's going to die. And unless I can reach God, and I need to talk to God. Does God live here? Let me go get the deacon. So he goes and takes him to the deacon. The little boy says, well, sir, my mother's in the hospital sick and dying, and the doctor said if I don't touch God soon, that she's going to die. Does God? I heard God lived here. Is God here today? Let me get the pastor. Goes in the pastor's office. Little boy says, son, what can I do for you? My mother's in the hospital, and if I don't touch God soon, she's going to die. Pastor starts crying. Son, I don't know if God's here today, but if you'll come back next Sunday, I'll make sure He shows up. Isn't that a shame that we have what the world needs at our disposal, but we don't know how to reach it? We as Christians, born again, spirit-filled Christians, ought to be able to call fire down from heaven. We ought to drive by beer joints and call fire down from heaven. Dance halls, strip joints, they ought to be destroyed by the fire of God. simply because what we speak over them. But too many Christians are being tormented because of what the world is speaking over us. Amen? And we're scared of the devil. He's just one man, one angel. Took two-thirds of the angels with him. That means we've got two-thirds left. Now, there's no scripture to back that up, but that means if, assuming that, we've got two-thirds with us. But did you know the angels have nothing to do with it? It's our flesh that's stopping us from doing it. We can, one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000.
300.
Amen.
4 million.
Unlimited. Unlimited what this body right here could do. If you could get one person, if we could live a honorable life, stand up for, keep our word. Hello, just simply keep your word. Like Darwin did. As a scientist, as a whatever he was, his field of expertise was, he kept his word. And whenever he says man came from monkeys, they believed his word. If we could keep our word whenever they start saying, you're going to hell, they might start believing us. Amen. They might start believing us. Thank you, Jesus. Rodney Howard Brown, he told of a story of how he went to Africa to preach one time. He's from South Africa. And he went over there to preach one time. Thousands of people were supposed to be there 4 days. And on the third day, the pastor brought the honorarium check of $20,000 to him, gave it to him. And then he got up behind the pulpit and spoke to his people in the African language, not remembering that Howard Brown is from South Africa and could speak the language. He says, brothers and sisters, we're here today. You know, we're sure glad to have our brother with us. And he was speaking in his the African language. And he says, but, you know, I know a lot of you don't believe what he's teaching, but just bear with us one more day and he's going home tomorrow, so don't worry about it. Howard Brown, they turned the service over to him. He got up, pulled the check out, endorsed the back of it, and in the African language, I'm giving this back to missionaries. That's way that way y'all can't say that you bought me. Dropped it in the offering plate and told the people, just told them the truth. I didn't come here. God takes me places, not money. We need to speak the truth, especially to our own kids. God is for me. Who can be against me? Hallelujah. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to get into the Word a little more now. That was the introduction. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. Paul is saying here, I pray that you be strengthened with all might, according to the glorious power, according to His glorious power. Amen. In other words, Paul's saying, I'm praying that you have the might of God. That you have the power of God. Hey, that's what he's saying. I pray that you are strengthened with all might according to His power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. Long-suffering, you know, that word is a poor-sounding word. It sounds like you have to suffer long. But you know what suffering means? Allowing. In other words, some people can get on your nerves. Some Christians can get on your nerves. But you need to long, you need to allow them to get on your nerves, because just like he said about mentioning money, ooh, don't talk about that. If they're getting on your nerves, your nerves need adjustment. Come on. Isn't that the Word of God? Allow people with long suffering. In other words, allow them to get on your nerves a long time until you can learn to love them. Hello? Come on. because Jesus loved us a long time before we started loving Him. Did you know you didn't get saved because you loved God? You got saved because you found out He loved you. Hallelujah. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet. In other words, He has made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus has made me qualified to be a partaker of the inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. Did you know? He said all the money belongs to Him. And I'm included in the inheritance. Hallelujah. You know, my father, he's got so many cattle, he stopped counting the hill. He stopped counting the cattle, started counting the hills they're on. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm in the inheritance of the Father. Glory to God. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? He has delivered me from the power of darkness by defeating the devil. He defeated him and all of his evil. All of them. And He gave me the keys to the kingdom. In other words, keys to the kingdom. In other words, I can operate the way God operates. Remember I said about the kingdom of God, the way God does things? In other words, I can do things the way God does things. Because I got the keys. Amen. You know what more than a conqueror is? What's more than a conqueror? You know, you take a boxer that goes to the boxing ring, and I mean he boxes and he boxes and he gets hit. He gets knocked down, but he gets back up and he's boxing and boxing. Pretty soon the fight's over and the judges gives him the winner. He's the winner. He takes the purse. Oh, praise the Lord. Comes home to his wife and says, honey, I'm a conqueror. She takes the purse and says, I'm more than a conqueror. Jesus did the fighting for us. He gave us the keys. He's the conqueror. We're more than conquerors through Christ.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you function in the light, Satan has no control over you. When you operate, when you're working out the plan that Dale talked about, the Word talked about, when you're working out that plan, or God's working out that plan, you're stepping in the plan, you're doing it exactly the way you're building that tower like we did according to the plan, Satan has no control over you. He may come knocking at your door, but all you got to do, faith, go answer the door. Amen. Because when faith answers the door, ain't nobody going to be there. He done turned tail and ran. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, John Maxwell said that we can build mega churches. Mega churches, and God never shows up because we have this program, that program, this program, this program, this program. Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
Amen.
A house of prayer. I love Smith Wigglesworth said, he never prays over 15 minutes. But he never goes 15 minutes without praying. Constantly in a state of prayer. Constantly. You know, used to my uncle, he wasn't a Christian. If we'd be riding with him, ambulance goes drive by, well, there goes a meat wagon. Mom would say, Cecil, shame on you. That person may be dying and fixing to meet their maker, and you're making fun of it. You need to pray for them.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
See what I mean? The church needs to see us loving, serving God. Love serving God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just because Satan has no control over us doesn't mean that he won't try, though. Because he will. He will try. If you are controlled or in the control of Satan, then you will think like the world thinks. You will dream like the world dreams. You will have visions like the world has visions. Hello? You will start thinking of these movies as just a movie, scary movie. You won't even think of them as the devil inspired. Come on. That's the way the world is thinking of it. Well, let it be. Whatever will be, will be. That's the way they say. No. You know, God is in control. I like to look at it this way. The devil is like a sly old fox, is getting the people used to deformity, things out of control, chaos, monsters that come from we don't know where. Hello? Because that's what the world is leading to. Amen. That's what the world is leading to. And it's getting the world used to it, so when it gets here, oh, everything's still fine. But we as Christians need to see trouble afar off, like Proverbs says. A righteous man sees trouble afar off and runs from it. Amen. Not run from it in fright, but run from it not having anything to do with it. It says, don't have any fellowship with darkness. Amen. Or should I say, the way the devil does things. The kingdom of darkness is the way the devil does things. Amen? Don't have anything to do with the acts of the devil, the works of the devil. Amen? Hallelujah. God is not saying, hit the road, Jack. He's saying, repent. I just came from a church that the deacons were wanting me to cast so-and-so out of the church because they're having an affair. Well, get rid of them. Tell them they're going to have to leave if they live that way. That's not what the church is for. He just mentioned it last, or once, I can't remember who preached it. God's word is true today just as much as the word when it was written. Ye who are spiritual, restore them back to the fold. Amen. Restore. Whenever we lose a visitor, visitors come, visitors go, and they don't stay. If a church is not growing, we need to stop judging the people and start evaluating our problem. Isn't that right? That's what we do. We judge the people for not staying instead of judging ourselves or evaluating the problem. We need to find out why won't visitors stay? Because the truth is not spoken. Amen. Did you know if God shows up, people will show up? Hello? Because signs and wonders shall follow the truth. And why do signs and wonders follow truth? It's because truth will set people free when they find it out. When the truth is spoken over somebody, you're sick because you've sinned. You're in this trouble because you did wrong. There's been many times people come down to get prayed for. They're sick and all this. And I say, I'm sorry. I can't pray for you until you ask God to come back into your life. They show up only on the Sundays that they're sick and want me to pray for them. I'm sorry. God's not a crutch. God is my blood vessels. He's the blood flowing through my body. Amen. He is my life. He is my life. Amen. We need to fall in love with our first love again. Like the song said, light my candle. Turn to Lamentations, coming to a close here. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 1. If you don't know where Lamentations is, go to Ezekiel and go left. Or go to Jeremiah and go right. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 1 says, how doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? Let me bring it on home. How does Hot Springs, how come Hot Springs sits solitary where this is where the denomination was birthed? Why is it Hot Springs full of godly people? Let me bring it on further down. Why is it Lake Hamilton Bible Camp full of people like it used to be? And I'm not just bringing it here. It can be at any church that's not growing. And also, it can be at a church that's growing. I remember our Oklahoma, being in the Assemblies of God and associating with the district. You hear news of other churches, different places. And there was a church in Oklahoma that for 6 months, the pastor and his wife were wife swapping with one of the deacons. and his wife. And the church was growing by leaps and bounds. Hello. There's too much sin in the church, people. There was a sin in the camp. Israel lost the battle. Come on. We need to start living a godly life, a holy life, to follow after the things of God. Desire love, patience, long-suffering. Desire the fruit of the Spirit to come forth out of our bodies, out of our life. Amen? When somebody does you wrong, you've got every right in the world to get mad at them. But notice what I said. You've got every right in the world to get mad at them. You have no right at all in Christ to get mad at them. Hello? By the renewing of your mind, are you set free? Oh, praise God. I'm glad that the Holy Ghost is in me, revealing sin to me, because I'm free. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. We can live a condemnation-free life in Christ. You want to win a victorious life? You want to have fun serving God? Let the Holy Ghost do His work. Whenever you ask God, what's keeping me from being blessed? The Holy Ghost goes to work. Because whenever you ask God a question or you ask Him a prayer, He says, Holy Ghost, show them why it's not working. And the Holy Ghost will reveal a sin that you've got in your life. He will reveal the problem why your prayers aren't answered. That's His job. And when it's revealed, it's our job to confess it, get it out of our life. Amen. Yes. Why is it this ain't happening? Because you're robbing me. As our pastor said last night. Pastor Dale. Here, Jerusalem. Why is the city solitary that was full of people? How has she become as a widow? She was great among the nations and princes among the princesses. How has she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. There is a lot of church hurt people out there. And if whenever the church hurts a family, the people in the church need to go to them and say, we didn't mean to. Not, don't say that, but say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. It's better to be at peace than to be right. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there any demon? Is there any spirit or Satan himself? Stop us? Can they stop us from repenting and turning back to God? Is there any demon? Is there any evil spirit? Is there anything that can stop us from coming and repenting and getting back right with God? Then they can't stop us from living right. Come on. We need to live the truth. Speak the truth. As my pastor, as I was growing up in San Antonio, said, we need to spit, walk right, talk right, and spit white. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing is going to stop us from living right. Nothing. Nor depth, nor height, nor width can stop me from loving God. Aren't you glad that He's a loving God Himself? Like you said, His mercies endure forever. His mercies endure forever. 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 Doesn't matter. No circumstance what I feel or see. Amen. No circumstance. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a winner. Say, I'm a winner. I'm going to win all the time. Every time. Every day. Every week. Every month. Every year. I'm a winner. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.